encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Oh, have we got some encouragement for you today and some practical help for when you pray. Today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about the throne of grace. Why is it called that and what that means for when we pray? James, go ahead and jump in.
Well, that term throne of grace appears in Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And this is one of the most beautiful pictures of prayer in all of the Bible because it shows us God's heart when we pray. He not only encourages us to pray with this verse, he tells us what will happen when we do, and it's all good.
Yeah, it really is. I love those words, mercy. That's always good for me. Mercy and grace to help in our time of need.
So do I. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why it's called the throne of grace, because think about this. Jesus is there. And the Bible tells us that Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, so he's there at the throne, and it also tells us that he's interceding for us. And he loves us so much that he would go to the cross for us and take our sins on himself and die for us so that we could come into, again, think about this, you and I can come into the presence of the Father himself without fault or blame. And whenever we come to the throne, he's right there helping us make our needs known.
Yeah, that's such a powerful thought. I think of him taking the things we are trying to say and expressing them perfectly. Right, because he loves us and he understands us.
That's right. It's the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment or condemnation. God isn't sitting there with his arms crossed. He loves us. And actually, you know, through Jesus, he's sitting there with his arms open, beckoning us to come to him.
Yeah, and that can really affect the way we pray, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, first, it means we don't want to stay away. God loves it when we come to him. Also, it means that when we pray, he's not concerned about our having to get the words just right. You know how that is. When you have trouble saying what you want to say, if someone is listening kind of, you know, at arm's length, it's that much harder. But if they're listening with love and understanding, oh, you know, then you can pour out your heart. And that's why we can come with confidence or boldly, as some translations put it.
Yeah, that blows my mind. I mean, to think that I can come boldly before God is such an amazing thing. And that is exactly what he tells us to do.
You know, I was reading a great sermon from Charles Spurgeon about this today.
Oh, really, James? When are you going to start calling him Chuck? I mean, you studied him in your doctoral work and hang out with him quite a bit, at least in his books. So,
okay, well, Chuck makes this point. He says that, I mean, did the British even use the name Chuck? I don't know.
Charlie Brown did. That's all we need to know.
He says that because it's a throne of grace, it also means that basically we can pray big prayers. He doesn't quite put it that way. But, you know, just as James 1:5 tells us that God gives us wisdom when we ask generously and without finding fault, I don't think it's limited just to wisdom. So because it's a throne of grace, it means that we can pray with faith. We can expect big, grace-filled answers to our prayers. And so we can pray big prayers. I love that concept.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it's a throne of grace, like I'm his favorite, so God isn't going to just give me a thimbleful of what I need, right? He's going to give me perfect love and perfect measure. I mean, just what we need.
Right. You know, I mean, just think of God sort of pinching something out and giving it to us, you know. No, it's not that way at all. I mean, this is mercy and grace to help us. That's the way the verse puts it. And that's what God intended our praying to lead us to. And I would add this, because it is the throne of grace, God's throne, and because as John 1:16 tells us, from his fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. You know, there's that abundance again. But because of all that, it's not just about my needs. Because it's the throne of grace, it's a place of praise as well. I can praise him for his grace, for his mercy, for his abundance to me, no matter what I'm praying about.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's not the throne of law.
Man, me too. I mean, just imagine it, the very throne room of heaven, and you and I get to go in somehow, even now. And the angels and cherubim surround the throne, covering their faces, and you and I get to walk right up because of Jesus. And I think of the compassion on Jesus' face as we come. I think of God waiting for us, longing for us to come, and it moves me. So much beauty and perfection. You know, and the only reason I can be there at all is because of Jesus' kindness to me and the Father's love. But I'm there. And I'm there because I'm blessed and because I'm loved.
Yeah, that makes me think about one of the truths we frequently have discussed here, that prayer is much more about relationship than requests or answers.
Yes, it is. It really is. And if I have that, you know, that love, that acceptance, that willingness to receive my faltering words without, you know, weighing them, everything else, everything I'm asking even is secondary to that.
Yeah, because the throne of grace is also the throne of love.
Yes, it is. Perfect love that casts out all fear so that I can come.
And so can I. And our listeners can too. James, let me wrap this segment up by praying, you know, that we'll see the throne of grace for what it is and to run to it.
Please do.
Wow, Jesus, this, what a promise. You were just full of grace. And what an absolute joy it is to run to somebody that you know is anxious to see you and anxious to hear what's going on, no matter what. And Lord, help us to see that, feel it, and not only experience it ourselves, but share it with others who desperately need that in whatever way you give us. And I thank you for this so much and for what James shared with us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.